From the rail to your radio, this is the Horse Racing Radio Network.
They come to the final 16. Good Magic on the outside is second. Audible third toward the inside. Then it's Still Regard. They're coming to the wire. He's just awesome. Justify has won the Kentucky Derby.
West Coast running out of puff has given a good account of himself, but Accelerate King powering on. Accelerate 2.5 lengths coming away to beat West Coast and Isotherm.
From our Jimmy John's of Lexington studios, welcome to the Equine Forum. Presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
Wondergadot's in front, and she's dashed away in the Queen's Plate, ahead by a century and a second. But there's no doubt who's the best today, and it's all about Wondergadot, Wonder Woman herself, demolishing them in the Queen's Plate.
Mendelssohn is on the inside. Diversify is given way. Here comes the finish. It is going to be a photo finish, and I think it was Discreet Lover. Manny Franco waves his whip in victory. Thundersnow is right there on the wire, too.
Now, here's Mike Penna and Anthony Stabile.
Hello again, everyone. Good morning and welcome to the Equine Forum, presented again this week by our friends at Woodbine Entertainment. Happy to have you with us on this Saturday morning, the 20th day of October 2018, and very happy to say, for the very first time in the 15-year history of HRN, welcome to the show, live from historic Country Life Farm in Falston, Maryland. And it could not be a more pristine setting to bring you these next 2 hours here this morning. We are positioned on the porch of the old house, which is now the office, which was built, believe it or not, back in the 1880s. And the history here and the beauty of these grounds here at Country Life, second to none. And it is our first trip to this farm, our first trip to Laurel later this afternoon to bring you coverage of the 33rd running of the Maryland Million. And, boy, what a day it's going to be. And what an afternoon we have planned for you. What a morning we have planned for you. The pontiff of the pick four, Jude Feld, taking a little time off. So I am joined by the Big A, Anthony Stabile, sitting in for the pontiff this morning on the show. And Big A, how about this setting? Does it get any better than this?
It does not, Baron. I was telling you on the way in, I haven't been to a horse farm to spend a considerable amount of time in a while, and they do a fantastic job here. Fall colors really add into the scene here. A little got some oranges and some reds coming in. Beautiful, beautiful morning. Great day of racing ahead. Glad to be here.
Yeah, when you think about the history of Country Life Farm and Mary Lynn Farm, Maryland's oldest commercial thoroughbred breeding and training facilities, they also are now offering shares and racing partnerships. And keep in mind, this is home right now to Frisian Fire, who is Maryland's leading general sire the past couple of years. So and he's off to another tremendous year here in 2018. So much history, so much tradition. We're sitting not far from where Cigar was actually born, right here on these grounds.
April 18th, 1990, the game changed, my friend. The best horse in the 90s, the best horse maybe some of us have ever seen, Cigar, was born right here at Country Life Farm. Yeah, I said best horse in the 90s. I said it.
You know how that strikes me when you say that. I know you are.
Sally Ellen's got me jacked up on Dunkin' coffee and some cinnamon cake. You think I'm not going to stop poking the bear this morning?
I know. You know, for people that don't know what we're talking about, my favorite horse of all time, Holy Bull. We know that rivalry between Holy Bull and Cigar, at least what would have been maybe a rivalry between those two, but it didn't happen after the Don handicap. But we know how good Cigar turned out to be. And, Anthony, we're going to visit with Mike Pons coming up in just a moment. Mike and his brother Josh now run Country Life Farm, and we'll get a chance to talk to him about all the stallions. But I mentioned Divining Rod. They also stand Mosler, who is a son of Warfront, who got more than 100 mares in his first season here. You have Super 99 as well, Freedom Child, Frisian Fire. And, of course, they started Malibu Moon here, too. So a lot of history, a lot of tradition, and a lot of the names that we see in the afternoons are offspring of horses that started right here at Country Life.
They've been doing it here for 85 years.
Unreal.
Like 1933, things kicked off, and the Pons family has done a sensational job here in Maryland. You know, you think back to the 60s and 70s, and Maryland was the place to be. You know, it was Kentucky. It's Maryland. It still is. It's coming back. They've done a fantastic job down at Laurel. I'm looking forward. Like you, I've never been to Laurel. Well, I guess that changed for you yesterday, but I'm looking forward to getting down to Laurel
Spectacular.
Today.
The changes, the renovations they've done, absolutely spectacular.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a Breeders' Cup at Laurel in the very near future, 5-6 years perhaps. And, yeah, just, you know, you get down here and it's great. We got off 95 and we got into horse country a little bit.
Yeah, no, we certainly did. And, you know, again, happy to have you with us live from Country Life Farm here on the Equine Forum. Before we bring in Mike Pons, let's get you set for what is coming up over the course of the next 2 hours. Mike will be with us right up until about 8:30 Eastern time. Then we're going to segue into some Maryland Million talk with Cricket Goodall, who is the executive director of the Maryland Million. She'll be with us right around 8:35, right in that ballpark. Rodney Jenkins, who is the trainer of Flash Phelps, looking to make a little history later today in the Maryland Million Turf. He would become the first horse to win the race 3 times. We're going to talk to Rodney coming up at 9 o'clock Eastern. And the Godfather, Tony Attiano, joining us from the Lexus store of Lexington at 9:20 Eastern time. Of course, it is Lexus Raven Run Day at Keeneland. We'll spend some time visiting with the Godfather, 9:20 Eastern. And Christy Holden from Country Life, she's the general manager here. She'll wrap it up for us, 9:40 Eastern time. So a lot still to come over the next 2 hours. And Mike Pons is with us now. He's been listening to us rattle on over the first 4 or 5 minutes of the show. And Mike, again, our heartfelt thanks for having us out here. What a beautiful place. Thank you so much.
Well, welcome. This is a cool place. My son lives upstairs in my parents' old bedroom, and he often tells me there's ghosts roaming around here. But I tell him they're friendly. We know them all, and don't worry about it. They're on our side.
They've been here for a long time.
Yes, they have.
Well, listen, all of our coverage this afternoon, and we'll plug that real quick, all of our coverage from 4 to 6 Eastern time, which folks can tune into on SiriusXM 93 and streaming worldwide on our website, horseracingradio.net. All that coverage of the Maryland Million presented by Country Life Farm. And again, Mike, can't thank you enough for that support. And I'm going to do something that this is unprecedented. I've specifically never done this in Baltimore, but I've never done this in the history of HRN. So 15 years in the making. I'm going to remove my Pittsburgh Steeler cap, which I wear religiously to Maryland every single. All right, we need a video of this or something. I'm removing my Pittsburgh.
There you go.
I'm
going to join the team, buddy.
A Country Life Farm cap, which you were kind enough to bring out here. So I'm putting on the Country Life cap.
Away.
All right, there we go. It's on. How about that?
Hey, all right, new and improved. Who knew?
Yep. Do you believe that? I just took my Steeler.
No,
hat.
You know what? No, I can't believe it. To be honest with you, the only thing that was missing was Larry Comas in the background giving the call, the play-by-play. It was a groundbreaking moment in HRR in history.
That would have been better if we were on television, Mike. But hey, what the heck? We've got the white Country Life caps on. We're sitting on the porch, as I mentioned. 1880s is when this house was built, and we're looking out at the front entrance to the farm. And wow. This for you and for your family to come out here every day knowing that this is what you've created, what your legacy is going to be in the sport of thoroughbred racing. That just has to be incredible when you think about it.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I mean, the sycamore tree over there is probably 300 years old. Amazing things here that not only we preserve, but we know it's going to go to the next generation. And it's fun. You know, this is the center of the universe for all the extended Pons family. We have 50 relatives in Harford County and about 75 in Maryland and 25 elsewhere. And even though they probably, their ancestors lived here, this is their, everybody considers their home.
Yeah, your blood pressure drops about 50 points right when you go through the gate here. I'm serious. And, you know, because it's not the wood, it's not the grass, it's not the horses here. It's just you could feel the spirit. Like there's a good vibe here. There's a horse racing vibe here. Horse people, you know, if you've been doing it long enough, you get it right. And you guys obviously have gotten it right. I mean, an absolutely brilliant, brilliant farm. And you guys do a fantastic job down here. I'm drinking out of my divining rod coffee mug here.
I have the Mosler mug over here.
Trained by my main man, Bill Mott Mosler.
Yep.
The Binding Rod, of course, was on Noel Delacroix, and he did a great job. He ran third in the Preakness back in 2015. I think one of those Triple Crown guys won that. That American Pharaoh fella won that. And
Yeah,
he ran a good race that day. And
so you had more than 100 mares to Divining Rod,
yes,
right, in
wow.
his first year here in Maryland, which is you're in Maryland. That's not always easy to do, right? That takes some work.
That's tough anywhere, isn't it?
And yeah, it is. And 100 mares to Mosler, too, right?
Yeah, so we're really setting the deck for future success. What's fun, it's like a baseball hitter. The more at-bats you get, if you believe in your average, you're going to hit those numbers. And from what I see from the Mosler's first foals, the mares that Divining Rod got, you know, Malibu Moon never saw mares like that early in his career. Allen's Prospect and City Dancer and Carnival Valley, my great stallions of the 90s or so, you know, they had to do it brick by brick, and they all have to do it that way, which kind of makes it wonderful that Farrow and all those guys, really, it's, you know, what'd you do for me lately?
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes there's a lot more pressure on those guys because they're playing a higher wire, but Maryland's a great place to launch a stallion. It's a little safer harbor. Maryland Million Day is one of those days where you're just competing against the progeny of Maryland stallions, no matter where they're foaled. We have Canadian breds, Maryland breds, Pennsylvania breds win, but it's one of those days that when you sire's babies win, you're on the map. You're at your start.
Let's do this, Mike. Let's go ahead, and we're going to step away for our first commercial break of the show. We'll come back. We'll spend 15 minutes or so. We'll talk more about that history here at Country Life. We'll talk about Maryland Million and maybe even a little horse by the name of Flash McCall, who is owned by Country Life, going to the post later today. We'll do that right after this on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, all presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
Since 1940, the National HBPA has provided thoroughbred horsemen with a unified voice, representing their interests and needs before state and federal governments and improving business conditions for thoroughbred horsemen and their employees. With a seat on the board of major industry organizations, the National HBPA continues to support more than 30,000 individual owners, trainers, breeders, and backstretch personnel throughout the United States and Canada. Contact CEO Eric Hamelback to let your voice be heard and support the National HBPA by visiting hbpa.org.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, Matthew.
There's a reason why Tony Steaks and Seafood is my favorite restaurant. It's because I want to feel part of the family. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's right. There's a saying on the wall that I truly believe in. There's always room for one more at our table. We just want you to be part of our family.
And believe me, you will be. It's Tony Steaks and Seafood right across from Triangle Park. Visit them at TonySteaksandSeafood.com.
Woodford Feed, where tradition merges with technology. Family-owned since 1940 and providing exceptional customer service, Woodford Feed specializes in the highest quality feed, using only the finest ingredients to ensure optimal nutrition for your horses. In addition, Woodford Feed can help with all your farm needs, including field seed, fertilizer, and weed control. So whether your horse is sprinting around the racetrack or has a foal by her side, count on Woodford Feed to provide the quality nutrition necessary to perform at the highest level. Woodford Feed, Versailles, Kentucky.
Brody's Cause, a grade one winner at 2 and 3.
Brody's Cause and Corey Lannery, a tremendous run from deep in the pack to pull the upset in the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity.
His final running time of 143.27 in the Breeders' Futurity was the fastest running on dirt since 2000, while defeating grade one winner Exaggerator by sire of sires Giants Causeway and bred just like worldwide leading sire Shamradal. Brody's Cause, standing at Spendthrift.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence for more than 25 years of equine business education. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Heard about the new 3E tractors from John Deere?
What's new?
New look, better maneuverability than those other color tractors, added conveniences like onboard diagnostics to make for an easier day, and all-around greater performance.
Well, sounds interesting.
They also have one of the lowest sticker prices in the industry.
Sounds like I'm in.
Just head to your John Deere dealer. I'm sure they'll take care of you.
Sounds like they already have.
Introducing the all-new 2018 John Deere 3E Series tractors. More functionality, same affordability.
For all your land and farm real estate needs, consider the services of the Tri-State area's leading land and farm real estate company, Patterson Price Real Estate. John Price has sold over 25,000 acres of land, including the homes of Northern Dancer, Smarty Jones, and numerous others. He is also heavily involved in the sale of waterfront farms, country estates, and land throughout Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Please call John at Patterson Price Real Estate, 888-909-FARM, or view current listings at PattersonPrice.com.
This is Dale Romans, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
This freaky fast performance is brought to you by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy Johns.
Flash McCall is six deep on the outside, and Papa Zulu and Zinger is last as they make the turn for home, a quarter of a mile left to go. And it is Homespun Heroes, Tenacious and digging in from Dat Melody on the inside, Katane out in the center of the track, and Flash McCall is 4-3, heads across the track in the last 3/16. Dat Melody, Homespun Hero, Katane far outside, Flash McCall, here comes Zinger! Zinger on the far outside, Flash McCall and Zinger are coming, Dat Melody's digging down, Flash McCall to the second line, Flash McCall, Dat Melody and Zinger, Flash McCall! And Virgil Lynch to do it. From Zinger, who came from far back, and Dat Melody.
That's our good friend Dave Rodman with the call of Flash McCall's allowance victory back at Laurel on October 30th of last year. He's back in action later today in the Maryland Million Classic and one of the contenders in there. He's 6-1 on the morning line. Of course, you'll hear coverage of that race along with the Turf and the Maryland Million Lassie, 4-6 Eastern, right here on the network, presented by Country Life Farm. And, of course, Flash McCall is owned by Country Life, so he'll be toting those silks when he goes to the post later today. Want to remind you that racing at Woodbine continuing through the end of December, right?
December 17th. Yeah. The latest Baron I can remember the thoroughbred season going. Now that they consolidated all the harness over at Mohawk, Woodbine at Mohawk, they're going to go all the way through December 17th. The Gray is coming up. That race, of course, was won by Mind That Bird back in 10 years ago.
Yeah.
2008 on his way to those year-end honors up at Canada for the Sovereign Awards and, of course, that huge upset in Kentucky Derby 2009.
Well, Mike Pons is back with us. We are live from Country Life Farm in Falston, Maryland, sitting on the porch of the historic house, which is now the office, looking out at the entrance to the farm. And Mike, Flash McCall, going to the post in that Maryland Million Classic, here's a horse that it's been a while since he won. That win in October of 2017, his last win, but he's a horse with all kinds of class. Tell me about him.
Well, he's kind of been the mascot of the racing stable, if you will. He's a grinder, you know, comes from out of the clouds, and on his right day, he'll get up or at least make his presence known. And I'm hoping that that's what we'll see this year. I think in the last, if he brings his real game, his race is in the last 150 yards, and he's getting towards the end of his racing career. You know, this may be his second to last or last race, so I'm hoping he finishes on a strong note. You know, he's a horse that we had him at Maryland as a yearling, and he was in this paddock, and he'd watch the horses go to and from the racetrack and walk along the fence line as they walked by him, like the kid on the school bus, you know, too young to go to kindergarten yet, and there he was, and you know, he's in the first crop of Frisian Fire, and he was stakes place several times and ran in the Tessio. And so there's a lot of cool things about him. And he's going to be, you know, a lawn dog or a riding horse or a gentleman's hunter in his next career. And I'm just hoping today he can add to his resume.
You mentioned him being a son of Frisian Fire, who, as we talked about earlier, stands here at Country Life. Frisian Fire leading General Sire in Maryland the past couple of years. What's the key to making a stallion successful here in the state?
Well, you got to get out and get the mares, plain and simple. Usually success follows that. And if you keep after it, and oftentimes, you know, the player would be named later. That, you know, if you get a group of mares in a booking, sometimes it's the unsung mares at the bottom of, you know, the throw-ins in the deal, if you will, that end up producing the runners. It's very, very difficult to sit and go, oh, this one's going to do this, and this going to do that. At the end of the day, there's only one way to find out.
See, Baron, Mike speaks my language. A lot of baseball stuff getting thrown in there. And I can get aboard with the orange and blue colors of, yeah, Country Life silks for my beloved New York Mets. Now,
where'd the colors come from, Mike?
Yeah, I was about to ask the same thing.
Well, my grandfather got those silks back in the 30s. And Arden Farm, which was George Herbert Walker, his log cabin silks. And so that came from there. And in those days, it was like a franchise. There were only so many. So you had to buy one from somebody else to get in. You couldn't just create a new one and come in that era. A little different than today.
Yeah, we talk about that when I host Breakfast at Belmont. The origin of silks is really it's a fascinating part of the game because, you know, Sport of Kings over in Europe, people don't realize that it was an honor to be able to register your silks and to pick out your silks. Now, you know, as far as going to get the mares, like you said earlier, obviously You know, in this day and age where you face a lot more competition, not only here in Maryland, but nationally as far as standing mares. I mean, to get 100 mares to not one, but two different stallions.
Yeah.
One in the first season is, it's remarkable. It's nothing short of remarkable.
Well, I'm hoping that in the entries for Maryland Million 2 years from now, 3 years from now, oh my goodness, he's got four in here. I might just get the pick four box, kind of stuff, you know. And those and Maryland Million Day is wonderful. I remember the first five Maryland Millions, we were going home and coming back skunked, and we're scratching our head. Then Allen's Prospect comes along, and he had a filly win. The Lassie had 1-2 in the colt race, and it was like, wow, we've arrived. And for him, it was like that chapter closed and a new one opened up. And here was a horse that led the nation by number of winners. Just a terrific stallion. And Alan Paulson's Brookside Farm supported him with mares by Danzig. And, you know, unbelievable type quality mares that we're seeing here for a, you know, regional stallion. And it's coming around again. The Jacksons bred a mare, a stakes winning mare. A mare won a stake at Keeneland, a maiden mare that had to be worth $500,000. And Divining Rod stood for five.
Yep.
Who else is going to do that but the folks who own the stallion? So that kind of support, that one booking got me 20 other bookings.
Sure.
You know, it's wonderful sort of dominoes that you hit when you have some really good partners. To have Claiborne in the corner with Mosler is a huge thing.
Yeah.
And Mrs. D and Adele Dillschneider, wow, you know, this is the Blame folks, and, you know, they do very well. And she loves this horse and had reservations about sending him to Maryland. But I think when she sees the babies that we're going to send three to Keeneland, and, you know, when they start popping out and winning all over the East Coast, I think it's going to be a good move in hindsight, she'll find.
Mike, talk a little bit about the philosophy that you, your brother, and even going back to your father, your grandfather, the philosophy that you've always maintained when you're selecting a stallion to be here at Country Life.
Well, you know, we kind of have the Hancock rules with a little Old Bay sprinkled on top of them. We need precocity, you know, ability at two, need speed, and you need speed. You need a horse that visually, when you see them, you go, wow, who is that guy? You know, almost the kind of folks that sit in the back at Keeneland and turn the pages down when they see the individual and then go see it that way. But we also believe in the power of the mare's family. It's almost too strong to walk away from. I don't like a flash in the pan. I mean, it's got to be a real good family. And there's some families that, unfortunately, only produce fillies that are good runners and not so much colts. So that's sometimes a little harder to find. But when you put those four or five ingredients together into one package, that's a pretty special kind of prospect. I mean, it's like the old baseball guy who could hit and throw and run and hit for average and power. You put it all together, that separates somebody who's just going to be a DH or a second baseman. It's like that way with the stallions. They have to have versatility. I also like a contradiction. Mosler is an interesting horse, big and rangy, you know, rectangular, unbridled looking, but fast. I mean, really fast.
You'd never think he was a sprinter.
No.
Not a million years.
No. And I love that because, like Shaq O'Neal, you see him and you go, what else can you do? I remember Malibu Moon, we had a stallion show, and he comes into the breeding shed, and I don't know what we were thinking, but we put the gals in the wheelchairs and the walkers in the front row, and Moon comes in on two legs, and then he starts to jump. And he's fully straight up, and he's this high off the ground,
you know,
2 or 3 feet off the ground.
Oh,
I look over at Josh and he's the only horse here can do that. He goes, he's the only horse I know that can do that. But what we didn't realize is this athleticism, this jump, this power, whatever, would translate into 110 stakes winners, an Eclipse champ, you know, six millionaires, Derby winner. You know, you don't catch that. But when you go in hindsight, you see these types of things and you begin to understand what a freak some of these horses are. You know, and imagine the combine, you'll see a guy run so fast or do something, and you go, how do they do that? And you realize, oh, my God, you know, 100 touchdowns later, you know, that's what we were seeing.
They started the Maryland Million. You guys, of course, you've had your hands all over the Maryland Million, not just the sponsoring the coverage today on HRRN at 4 o'clock, but since day one, 1986, they started the Million, a couple of years after the Breeders' Cup and kind of patented after the Breeders' Cup. What's that been like for you to watch that grow since you guys have been such a big part from day one?
Well, what's neat is there's been 27 racing states that have a Maryland Million alike, you know, an event that's patterned after our success. And there's nothing like being relevant for a big day. Preakness Day, it's really hard to have an impact for a small farm. Maryland Million, we're on it like a cheap suit.
Sure.
You know, it's wonderful. And I walk into buddies of mine, you know, Dennis and offices, and I'll see Maryland Million pictures and trophies and the wonderful water from Crystal Bowls. It's a special day, and I'm so glad that, you know, years ago I was president, and Jim McKay was very much alive and well, and we'd be at a table, and he had these wonderful skills where he could memorize names and pertinent facts about everybody at the table and go around the table, and for 30 seconds you felt like the most special person on earth. And I love that about him, and, you know, so many things about it. It's one thing to have an idea, but, you know, sitting on a plane coming over from the Breeders' Cup, why don't we do that in Maryland? And then he gets Chick Lang and Billy Boniface, and then Winfields came in. That was the big throw-in in the deal. Once Northern Dancer and all those giant horses were in, everybody else has fallen suit. So what a wonderful, you know, from beginning to end, I think the hardest thing in the world to do is finish, you know, to finish strong. Like today's the Maryland Baltimore Marathon, and, you know, these guys are going to be hard-pressed to finish, guys.
Yeah, Anthony, I got
to
get out of here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
he was going to run in that.
Well, it's all downhill from here. Yeah.
Good. It I have a shot then.
It better be. Visiting with Mike Pons here at Country Life Farm here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Again, all of our covers this afternoon, 4 to 6 Eastern, presented by Country Life. You'll be able to hear that coverage, Sirius XM 93, and worldwide at horseracingradio.net. Mike, it looks like we have about 3 minutes or so left before I have to get to the break, and then Cricket Goodall, executive director of the Maryland Million, going to join us to talk more about the event. But spend a couple of minutes just kind of walking us through your family's history and what this great state of Maryland and the racing here has meant to you and to your family.
Well, Maryland loves, most places love excellence, and my grandfather was all about that. You know, he helped plan the mating of Man of War. And unfortunately, August Belmont was a captain in Spain where they were staging area for, there was over a million horses in World War I. And his job was ahead of the remount to coordinate all that. And between that and, you know, he built subway tunnels and a canal to Cape Cod, all these privately financed things, he was being stretched very, very thin. And he said, Adolf, please, you have to sell my yearlings. So he tried to sell them as a group to Sam Riddle and others, and they turned him down because they thought he might be holding back. He said, everyone's in here. So they go to Saratoga, and the yearlings are there, and the Riddles come out to inspect Man of War as a yearling, and Big Red, you know, probably the greatest American horse of ever, arguably. And my grandfather grabs Mrs. Riddle and said, listen, don't leave here without buying this horse. And so they get in the sticky part of the bidding where it's, you know, raise your hand or regret. And she gives him the hammer and the ribs, and his arm goes up and he buys the horse. You know, things like that. And when he came here, he had access to some terrific bloodstock that the local folks just, you know, they were smart enough to appreciate, but they couldn't, never seen horses like that. And they rely on, you know, my dad, my Uncle John had Saggy, who got carried back to win the 61 Derby in Preakness. And, you know, you come in the living room, there's Red Smith, and Jack Whitaker, and all the guys from all the TVs. And it was a wonderful thing. I had to pinch myself sometimes.
Wow.
But it's fun, you know, when you see that, and it all comes back again. And here we are, Maryland Million Day. And, you know, we got 11 shots today, some of them longer than others, but we'll have an impact.
You ever feel the pressure to continue what your relatives before you started?
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah?
It's a relay race, and they've given me the baton, and I'm running like
that's
hell.
A great way to put it.
Yeah, tremendous.
And they've given me a great spot. You know, I had great coaches, Josh and I did, with my dad and my Uncle Johnny. But, you know, in the background, Josh has unearthed all my grandfather's letters, and you see these to Hall of Fame people back and forth, and the folks in his era, you know, I'm really in awe of that because, you know, he really set the bar high. But, no, this is a relay race, and we're running like hell. And it's really fun because someday I'm going to hand it to whoever, and we'll keep this thing going. We're 15 years for our 100th anniversary, and I'm staring at the wire. We're getting there, fellas.
Mike Pons here at Country Life, our special guest here on Equine Forum this morning. Mike, we do have to get to that commercial break. Really appreciate the visit, as always. Thank you so much for having us out here. We're going to talk more about Marilyn Million. We're going to talk about Country Life Farm toward the end of the program as well when Christy Holden joins us. She's the general manager here. But, again, thanks for having us out, and thanks for all your support of what we're doing this afternoon with our coverage.
I hope it's a start of something big.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Mike.
Amen.
All right, let's go ahead and get to that break. Typically, this is when we would bring you our Lexus Legends of the Turf story, but in deference to a very busy morning on the road, we're going to go ahead and bypass the story. You'll hear a word for the Lexus store. Don't forget the Godfather, Tony Attiano, going to join us at 9:20 Eastern time, so we'll talk a lot more about Lexus and their involvement with the Lexus Raven Run at Keeneland this afternoon. We'll do that, but first we're going to get to this quick commercial break. We'll come back and visit with Cricket Goodall from the Marilyn Million. She's next right here on HRN.
Lexus. Once driven, there's no going back. Through inspired design, relentless innovation, and uninhibited performance, Lexus continues their pursuit to perfection with not only precisely engineered automobiles, but powerful, profound, and passionate experiences that move you like never before. Hey everyone, Mike Pena here, and extremely proud to say that I am a Lexus owner, or better yet, a member of the Lexus family at the Lexus store of Lexington. I've told you for more than a decade that the people make the difference at the Lexus store, and that is why I am so proud to be their customer and a member of their family. If you're in the horse business, there's no reason to look anywhere else. As the sponsor of the Grade 2 Lexus Raven Run at Keeneland every fall, the team at the Lexus store of Lexington is committed to supporting the horse industry and to being the dealership of the equine industry here in Central Kentucky. See for yourself. Stop in and talk horse racing with the Godfather, Tony Attiano, and all the great folks at the Lexus store of Lexington. And I promise you will love your Lexus experience.
The Pons family's Country Life Farm is celebrating our 85th anniversary in 2018. Established in 1933, Country Life is nationally recognized for making such stallions as Malibu Moon and this year's Grade 1 sire, Frisian Fire. Our beautiful training center at Maryland Farm allows us to offer a full-service operation from the foaling barn to the racetrack. And our popular racing and breeding partnerships bring new faces to this exciting sport. Come join us. Get in the game with Country Life Farm. Visit us online at countrylifefarm.com.
You know, our Jimmy John's new 9-grain wheat sub has the perfect amount of grains.
Freak, yeah, it does. Any less, it'd be grain lacking. Any more, it'd be obnoxious.
9 grains. It's just so confident. I mean, it says I'm high quality, I'm substantial, I'm flavorful, but I don't have to prove myself to anyone.
This 9-grain wheat sub is practically an inspirational poster.
I want to possess the character and depth of this 9-grain wheat sub.
You guys talking about being that 9-grain wheat sub again?
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
Ghost Sapper's best son, multiple Grade 1 winner Shaman Ghost, will stand the 2019 breeding season at Edina Springs, Kentucky. A champion and winner of the $1 million Queens Plate at 3, Shaman Ghost went on to capture historic Grade 1s on both coasts, catapulting him into the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame in 2018.
Shaman Ghost! He has won the Woodward!
Midnight Storm leading halfway down the stretch in the big cap. Shaman Ghost has beaten Midnight Storm.
Shaman Ghost was bred and raced by Frank Stronach and achieved repeated success at the highest level while earning more than $3.8 million in his career. Additional graded wins by Shaman Ghost include the Brooklyn Invitational, Marine Stakes, and Pimlico Special before defeating the likes of Keen Ice and California Chrome when second to Arrogate in the inaugural $16 million Pegasus World Cup. Shaman Ghost, backed by the strength of Edina, standing in Kentucky in 2019. And available for inspection now.
Racing fans, come to Santa Anita this weekend for great racing and good times. Our main event on Saturday is the $100,000 California flag for cowbreds at 5 furlongs on turf. Join us on Fridays for the $1 Stronach 5 featuring a record low 12% takeout, and be sure to play the 20-cent Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot every day with consistently big payoffs and the chance to hit for a life-changing jackpot score. First post time on Saturday and Sunday is at 12:30. Admission gates open at 10:30, Santa Anita. Great racing and great value in a world-class setting.
Yo, guys, they call me Jersey Joe, but it's only Joe Bravo. Call me whatever you like. Just so happy that you're listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
Grande Flora charging second on the outside. And Flash Phelps is in action, too. And so is Corvus. Corvus, Flash Phelps. And on the outside, Flash Phelps, Corvus on the extreme outside. They're coming to try to get Spartianus, who's digging down, and so is Grandiflora. Furlong left to go, three across the track. Flash on the outside, Flash Phelps just in front from Grandiflora, and a battling Spartianus who's given all. But it's Flash Phelps with a 16th to go in the Maryland Million Turf. Flash does it again. Spartianus very gritty, then Grandiflora, Lord of Love from well back in Corvus.
Welcome back to the Equine Forum, presented this week by our friends at Woodbine Entertainment, and happy to have you back with us as we broadcast live for the very first time in the history of HRN from Country Life Farm in Falston, Maryland. Dave Rodman had the call of the 2016 running of the Maryland Million Turf. That was Flash Phelps getting the victory that afternoon. He also won the race the year before, and later this afternoon, he's going to look to become the first horse ever to win that race three times. Missed it last year with a bruised cannon bone, so didn't get a chance to go for the three-peat last year. We'll see if he can pull it off later today. Mike Penna, Anthony Stabile, happy to have you back with us as we do look ahead to our coverage later today. If you're just tuning in, that coverage comes up 4 to 6 Eastern time, live from Laurel, our first trip to Laurel in the history of the network. That should be a lot of fun. We'll be broadcasting trackside, myself, Anthony, and Dan Mason. You can tune in Sirius XM93 and stream us worldwide on our website, as always, at horseracingradio.net. Well, Cricket Goodall is the executive director of the Maryland Million, and she's kind enough to spend a little time with us here this morning. Cricket, happy Maryland Million Day.
Hey, welcome to Maryland. Welcome to the birthplace of horse racing. We're so happy to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we were just visiting with Mike Pons in the first segment of the program here at Country Life, and such a delight to talk with somebody who's been so intimate in making the Maryland Million a success, and of course the history that we have here in Maryland. He's been an integral part of that too, he and his brother Josh and his whole family. And boy, when you think about that first Maryland Million back in 1986 and the concept that was created by the late Jim McKay and Bill Boniface, Could you ever imagine that we'd be sitting here today and seeing this continue to grow and continue to prosper the way it has?
No, it's just, I'm so proud. That's one of the things I'm most proud of, that it's been able to sustain and be a great event in Maryland. We didn't know what it would turn out to be in the beginning. I mean, everybody had high hopes, and we had all the right people supporting it. Jim McKay opened a lot of doors. He got all the farms on board. And, you know, today it's an event. It's a big event here in Maryland. It celebrates all that's good about horse racing in Maryland, and we're happy to, you know, have it continue on after 30-some years. I mean, it's just amazing.
Cricket, it's got to feel good as well that, you know, after you guys got the ball rolling back in 86, 32 years ago, I think Mike Pons just said 27 other states now basically have their equivalent of Maryland Million Day.
Yeah, exactly. They all modeled it, looked at it, found ways to celebrate the breeding industries in their state, and found the money to do it. And I think they certainly looked at Maryland Million and the success. I mean, the impetus, of course, was the Breeders' Cup, and then how to do it on a scale that celebrates the industry in your state. So, again, we're, you know, all those events are carrying on and celebrated each year, and that's what horse racing is all about, because it's the production of the horses that really needs to be celebrated. It's the people who breed them and produce them and then go on to own and race them, and we're all about that today.
You know, it's interesting, Cricket. We're always talking when we come to Maryland, like for the Preakness Stakes, for example, and we've been doing that now for more than a decade, but we always talk about how horse people in Maryland are so proud of what they've done historically and so proud of the industry here. Why is that? Why is it different here in Maryland?
I think it's different because sort of what I said in the beginning, I mean, Maryland is really seriously the birthplace of horse racing. Annapolis was, I mean, it's debatable and we have back and forth on it, but we believe Annapolis held the first horse race, official horse race. There were lots of horse racing before that. But Maryland has this really strong infrastructure. You're sitting on the oldest family farm in our state. And so those people are dedicated, and they're great horsemen, and they've been great horsemen for a long time. We have a wide-ranging horse sports. We have a strong steeplechase industry here in Maryland. We have strong Fox hunting, you know, history, and it's just there's a lot of horse people that are here for, you know, they grew up here, they live here, they come here. The temperate climate, the limestone soil, all that Kentucky has, Maryland has too, and of course that's why I think the, you know, the two states are producing some of the best horses that are out there.
Later today, as I mentioned, you will celebrate the 33rd Maryland Million Day and seven stakes races on the program. You're going to give away about $1 million in purses on that program later today. When you go out and talk to people about what's now known as Maryland's Day at the Races, what do you want them to know, Cricket?
Well, we want them to know that this is a day that everybody can come out and enjoy on, you know, Preakness is wonderful. It spotlights Maryland every spring, and we love it. But this day is all about Maryland. So people that have horses, breed horses, race horses can celebrate. People that only come to the races once or twice a year can bring their families out and come have a great day at the racetrack. The Strana Group has, you know, rolled out all the new refurbishing. Whatever's new each year, they seem to roll it out on Maryland Million Day, around Maryland Million Day. And, you know, Jim McKay would be so proud of that because I think that he's just, he has such a passion for horse racing in Maryland, and it really all comes together on Maryland Million Day.
You know, I think Jim would also be proud of the fact that you guys have stuck to your guns. I learned this morning, I didn't have an answer to the question yesterday when we were going over the Classic on the Weekend Stakes Preview on the network, but we saw all the basically the favorites in the Classic are all on the AE list, even though they're Maryland breds. Maryland sires get the preference on that day, and I think that really helps the program here in Maryland.
Well, and of course that's what it was designed to do. Just as the Breeders' Cup initially, it was all about the stallions and having mares come into your state to breed to your stallions, and so we have stuck to our guns. But we love Maryland breds. Believe me, I have nothing against Maryland breds, and most of the horses that run that day are Maryland-sired Maryland breds. But they don't have to be. They can be a Maryland-sired, you know, Pennsylvania bred or Virginia bred. And so it was important to stick to our guns, and I think that Marylanders appreciated, the stallion community appreciates that we're getting some new stallions in, and it's a tool for them. It's a promotional tool to help them get mares. There's $1 million every year hanging out there for, you know, the progeny of their stallions, and that's what it was supposed to do. So, yeah, again, we're proud that we were able to, you know, make that happen. And even through lean times, when they're less foaled, the Maryland Million still is, you know, a strong race day.
Visiting with Cricket Goodall, who is the executive director of the Maryland Million and the Maryland Horse Breeders Association. She's with us here on the Equine Forum. Cricket, what does the future hold for the Maryland Million? I had a chance to take a little stroll around Laurel for the very first time yesterday, and I have to tell you, the renovations that the Stronach Group has done have just been spectacular. It is a very comfortable racetrack, completely different than what you would see at most racetracks around the country, but I think a perfect spot for moving racing into the next decade, the next century, however you want to look at it. What does the future for the Million hold?
I think it's a big part of that. I think they've demonstrated in the past few years, once they really started working on Laurel, that they think the Maryland Million is important. It's the biggest racing event currently at Laurel. I know they're working on building back other great events, the Washington International Race. They're going to bring an international race back. So there's lots going on at Laurel, but I also believe they want to make it's a destination spot with entertainment and other forms of entertainment for people to bring them to the track. The video gaming and the different things that they're trying, I think, are great. And that's, you know, racing, horse racing has to be thinking to the future. You can't just sit there and think all we're going to do is horse racing. And I think that the Strana Group has really embraced that look to the future.
Yeah, what was that video gaming area that I saw yesterday? Sal Sinatra took me on a little stroll through the facility, and they had that video gaming area for the, I'll call it for the kids. I'm going to sound like I'm 100 years old, but and they have chairs that look like there's something out of Star Trek, and they have computers at all of these different terminals, and they all come in and they game online, right? Isn't that the whole point of that
so.
Area?
It's not something I know a lot about either, but I see it advertised, you know, on television. They talk about all these tournaments they have and professional video gamers. And so, yeah, and that's, we have to, everybody has to embrace the next generation entertainment and try to entice them and bring them into our world or bring our world to them. And so it, kudos to them, to Toronto Group for figuring that out and giving those, that tournament a place to go, or the video gamers a place to go to play.
Yeah, the other area that struck me is something you would never see at a racetrack is a, they have a batting cage set up for cricketers, right? For it's
yep.
a cricket. They can practice batting in there.
Yeah,
honest
they
to God,
can name
it,
cricket
they
can name
batting
it after me. Isn't that strange? Now I know, I didn't know that. Like, a cricket field. Oh, thank you very much. But anyway, I don't know much about that either. But somebody looked into it and said, "We've got room here. Let's do it."
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I mean, the innovation, thinking out of the box. I mean, that's Frank Stronach. He did it at Gulfstream, met with some resistance when he redid Gulfstream Park, and now you see his vision come into play there. And I think it's worked, and it seems like it's working very well at Laurel, too. And I know the Maryland Million is working. It's worked since 1986, and Cricket Goodall is a big part of that. And Cricket, can't thank you enough for all your support of what we're doing here on the network. You've been a huge supporter of ours for many, many years. Thank you so much, and thank you for having us up here today. We can't wait to get there and broadcast the races later this afternoon.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you. Thanks for coming. See you later.
All right, we'll see you. Cricket Goodall here on HRRN. Yeah, how about that? They have a batting cage, which is like any batting cage you would see for baseball.
Right.
Right, with the netting around it and everything.
I actually have a cricket bat at home.
Do you really?
I do. A friend of mine
lives in... I was a baseball guy. I can't...
I do, too.
A baseball player.
A friend of mine lives in Australia.
I'd probably be pretty good at cricket,
yeah,
right?
I don't know.
But don't they bounce the ball? Like, they don't pitch it. They actually throw it.
I've seen a couple of matches
I
believe they bowl
TV.
It. I believe it's bowled.
It's called bowling?
They call it bowl.
It hits like almost like a
the
bad curveball, right?
The Pontiff's a huge cricket fan.
I know. He loves it. He loves all those goofy
he
sports.
Watches,
he likes,
watches
what's the other one? Curling he likes. I can't stand
love curling.
That.
Oh, we have a we're getting a curling team
that
going.
That shouldn't even be a sport. That's not even a sport.
It's going to be me, Jude, Andy Serling, and Rajiv Mirage.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That might be, yeah.
I like curling. I don't know about cricket. I find it fascinating that your mind is blown by the esports. That's what they're called.
That's esports, yeah.
The,
well, it's a big thing now, right?
I
mean, it's huge. They have leagues or tournaments all over the place,
sure.
Right?
Yeah. Those chairs blew my mind.
Those chairs are
out of control.
Captain Spock chairs.
Yeah. I mean, you have to remember, you're talking to a kid that played his Nintendo at the foot of his parents' bed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
See,
just like sitting on the floor.
I was never a big video game guy. I mean, after Atari and ColecoVision, I kind of lost interest.
I lost all of my Nintendo games in Hurricane Sandy. But I still have my system.
Yeah.
I was a big video game. I mean, you don't get this physique without playing a lot of video games, Baron. How it works.
Yeah, not a lot of time spent off the couch, huh?
I was a weird kid. I did both. I played a lot outside, but then at
you
night.
You need to do that one. What's the one where you actually participate? Like, you play the guitar?
The Wii.
The Wii.
Yeah. I have my Wii at home,
right.
Too. Yeah,
because at least you're moving.
I'm a killer. I'll tell you why.
You're not just moving your thumbs. You're moving your whole body.
The Wii tennis and the bowling. The tennis is out of control, and the boxing, you get yourself a good sweat going. You get yourself a real good sweat going. These things are different. I mean, those chairs, they're like the pilot's chairs. They're like you can fly a plane in these things. I wonder if they have Gallop Racer. I mean, you could do a little Gallop Racer later.
I have played that.
I'm sure.
I have played that.
I'm sure.
It's very strange looking at my Steeler cap sitting over on the table next to my computer.
There's a borderline obsession staring at this.
Well,
thing
it's
right
it's
now.
Very
like,
strange.
It's like the Linus blanket.
You know, people that see pictures of me. I told Mike Pons a story off air, but we were getting ready to go out the other night, my wife Michelle and I, and I asked her. I don't know what made me do it, but I happened to throw my Steeler cap on, which is on my head 24/7, and I asked her something about does this cap look okay with this shirt, and I don't know what the hell possessed me to ask her that question, but she looked at me and she said, "You look like you look every other day." I was like, "Oh, okay." So I guess it's cool.
Yeah,
it matches.
It was easy to see in the hotel lobby this morning because we are in, and I think it was funny what Mike said off camera too. That he said he wanted you to take the hat off so he didn't get hit with some shrapnel. You might have been the wrong target.
I don't miss a chance to wear that. I wore it out to the pub last night when I went to have dinner. I was by myself. I threw on the Steeler cap. I here in Baltimore, I don't miss an opportunity.
Well, listen, when you're
they have bragging rights right now.
When you're alone, whatever happens when you're alone, I mean, they take into account. You had Mike on your left and the Big A on your right, and we had the pub. I don't know where the dog went. The dog was hanging out.
I don't know. Yeah, I thought
while.
He was going to hop on the microphone.
Yeah.
This is cool. Again, we're broadcasting from Country Life Farm. If you're just joining us, this facility that we are in, I'll call it facility. It's not even the right word. But this old house
that is now
the office, built in the 1880s. And we're sitting on the front porch looking out at the main entrance.
Did you
simply
ever?
Check our at HRN on Twitter. Check our Twitter feed. You'll see a picture of what we are currently looking at as we bring you this show here this morning. Quick word for our good friend Bill Reitler and his Bloodstock agency. Then we're going to get to a break. We'll come back with our industry star of the week. Rodney Jenkins is set to join us 9 o'clock Eastern. He trains Flash Phelps, who is going for a record third victory in the Maryland Million Turf later today. The Godfather Tony Optiano at 9:20 Eastern from the Lexus store of Lexington, and Christy Holden 9:40 Eastern time. She's the general manager here at Country Life. But our friend Bill Reitler and his Bloodstock agency do an unbelievable job here in Maryland. They are a leading full-service thoroughbred sales agency, and they are based right here in the great state of Maryland. Recent successes for Bill include Nix Go, winner of the Grade 1 Claiborne Breeders Futurity at Keeneland. Nix Go was a planned mating and sales graduate for client Greenmount Farm. You can look for Bill Reitler's upcoming consignment at the Keeneland November sale, including a half-brother to Nix Go, who is by Broken Vow. And in December, at the Fasig Tipton Mid-Atlantic Mix Sale, Bill Reitler going to be represented by 66 horses in his consignment, including outstanding weanlings from the first crop of Country Life Stallion Mosler, who we talked about earlier. And if you want to learn more, you can go to BillReitlerBloodstock.com. You can check out all of his offerings there and learn more about Bill. And one other side note here about his consignment at Keeneland in November. In addition to that half-brother to Nix Go, Bill also going to be consigning Power of Snunner, who is a broodmare prospect, a multiple stakes winner, and twice graded stakes placed, an earner of over $600,000. So, yeah, some good things happening with Bill Reitler and his Bloodstock agency. We'll get to a break. We'll come back with our industry star of the week and get you set for a very busy second half of the show. This is the Equine Forum on HRRN. Your home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships.
Today is Jim McKay Maryland Million Day at Laurel Park. It's Maryland's special day at the races. Join us for a fabulous 12-race card, including 11 stakes, showcasing our state's rich and storied thoroughbred tradition. Sutter Post Farm Clydesdales, U.S. Pony Races, and the Goshen Hounds will entertain between races. Special post time is 12 noon, and the first 4,000 program purchasers will receive a free Maryland Million cap. For more information, visit laurelpark.com. We'll see you at Laurel Park.
For all your land and farm real estate needs, consider the services of the Tri-State Area's leading land and farm real estate company, Patterson Price Real Estate. John Price has sold over 25,000 acres of land, including the homes of Northern Dancer, Smarty Jones, and numerous others. He is also heavily involved in the sale of waterfront farms, country estates, and land throughout Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Please call John at Patterson Price Real Estate, 888-909-FARM, or view current listings at PattersonPrice.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hamelback, CEO of the National HBPA. Thoroughbred owners and trainers know the importance of keeping their horse on schedule, on the track, and injury-free. Even a small injury can result in losing precious time and serious money. That's why farms worldwide trust KeepSafe V-Mesh Fence from Red Brand. The strong mesh design flexes on impact and reduces injuries, keeping your athletes on schedule and on the track. Learn more about KeepSafe V-Mesh Horse Fence at redbrand.com.
Power. Royal Delta, my Miss Aurelia, here is a champion again! Royal Delta has won the Breeders' Cup Ladies Classic!
Passion.
Pioneer of the Nile, full stretch, but keeping Chocolate Candy at bay. And Pioneer of the Nile, Derek Gomez, have won the Santa Anita Derby.
Performance.
She wins it. Emollient for Mike Smith with a huge run in this Grade 1.
Empire Maker is back in the USA with his first crop of Gainesway-sired yearlings selling up to $1.35 million and a Keeneland September Book 1 average of $498,000. A champion on the racetrack, Empire Maker won both the Florida Derby and Belmont Stakes on his way to earning nearly $2 million. Now a highly influential sire with 11 Grade 1 winners, including Pioneer of the Nile and Bodemeister, along with four-time Grade 1 winner Emollient and three-time Eclipse champion Royal Delta.
Power, passion, performance. You know I'm talking about Gainesway Farm.
Bloom Racing.
Sky Diamonds takes the lead. Sky Diamonds to win, going away.
Started by former jockey and 35-year racing industry veteran Jeffrey Bloom, Bloom Racing offers racing partnerships, bloodstock services, pinhooking, and private race management.
Midnight Bizou with another assertive final furlong. The top filly of the meet deservedly wins the Grade 1 Santa Anita Oaks.
Experience the fun, excitement, and exclusive access of racehorse ownership with Bloom Racing. Forming racing partnerships now. Get in on the action at bloomracing.com.
Airdrie Stud is proud to introduce McCracken for the 2019 breeding season. A brilliantly talented son of the great Ghost Sapper, McCracken recorded a dominant, undefeated two-year-old campaign, culminating with a sensational win in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club. A multiple graded stakes winner and track record setter at 3, McCracken retires as the only two-year-old graded stakes winning colt by his elite sire, Ghost Sapper. Beautifully balanced from a deep female family, McCracken has everything it takes to be an important sire. Airdrie Stud's McCracken. Think about it.
Hi, this is Shug McGahee, and I really enjoy listening to Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
It's Mogstuff still with the lead, but Upset Brewing is the danger to the outside, and she takes the lead and comes roaring off the turn in the debutante. Upset Brewing opening up from Mogstuff. Link for the back. It's Wacky Patriot down the center of the track. Kelly Zoomer, not today for Sunny Skies as they're in the deep stretch outside the 16th pole. It's Upset Brewing. Here's Kelly Zoomer lunging to the outside. It's going to get close to the debutante. Upset Brewing. Kelly Zoomer got it right on the wire. Kelly Zoomer and Sean Bridgman gets up in the final yards. Upset Brewing was second in 124-3.
Kelly's Humor, a winner of the 2017 Ellis Park Debutante. She was consigned by our good friend Stuart Morris, who is the sponsor of our next segment, the Industry Star of the Week, a brand new segment that we've been bringing you for about the past, well, 5 or 6 weeks now, where we recognize somebody in the sport who is doing great things. And this week, that guest is Ben Colebrook, the trainer of 70-1 Upset winner Nick's Go, who took the Claiborne Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland just a couple of weeks ago. And Ben took the time to sit down with Jude and I for a full hour on our trainer talk show this past week. That interview is on our website at horseracingradio.net if you want to go back and listen. But here's a short piece from that interview from Ben, as he is this week's Industry Star of the Week.
When you hear those words, Ben Colebrook, Grade 1 winning trainer, those words are going to stick with you for life now, man. What's that mean?
It means a lot, for sure. It just, you know, we've kind of been competitive in a few of them, and to get one, you know, get a win in one was major, especially to have it here at Keeneland, which is, you know, so special to me and to so many other people as well.
Did you know that you had it all along coming up to the race?
No, I can't say that. I won't tell you too many lies today.
I say that because the horse, by the way, Nick's Go was 70-1, the longest price winner in the history of the race.
Yeah, and I don't think he should have been that big of a price, but, you know, I kind of didn't think he was going to run awful. I didn't think he'd embarrass us. I thought, you know, he'd be, if he ran his race or if he improved, he could be, you know, on the board. And, you know, down the backside when they were kind of just, he got loose and I could see Alvin just was cruise control. I was like, you know, he's going to run good today. I mean, how good is, you know, I knew he was going to run a lifetime best anyway. So, but then he kind of just kept right on going and just kind of blew the race wide open. So I would definitely say that was a bit of a shock to the ease of which he did it.
Yeah, that was a good field too. It wasn't a bunch of slugs that you beat. You had a lot of nice horses there, horses that are hopeful still for the Breeders' Cup. And I was looking at the early PPs for the juvenile this morning, and your horse is among the fastest speed figure wise in the race. So a lot of blue sky for this horse.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've always thought that when the races started to stretch out, he was going to, you know, that's when we'd really kind of see what he really was. You know, he broke his maiden very impressively from the one hole at Ellis going 5. And, you know, he kind of alluded that he could be a nice horse. And then it just kind of got off track a little bit, just not, you know, kind of having to come a little bit on short rest and running at Saratoga just to try to, you know, throw our hat in the ring there. And then, you know, it made sense to try him at Arlington because the timing of the race was very good, and we were ultimately always kind of pointing at this race, you know, and then we didn't handle the poly there. So we just said, you know what, let's just still run them in the race we were planning on.
Is that your philosophy in general to, like, look at the stakes book and work your way backwards with a young horse?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I think that I'm here because he's based here and he trains here, and I just think that horses run better where they're based, and you just lead them over out of their stall. They're always going to give you, you know, their best effort. Is if that's good enough, you know, that's the question. But I do think that they, you know, they're creatures of habit, so the less you have to change their day-to-day, you know, that you're going to get the best effort out of them. So that kind of played into it, the timing. And then, you know, he just had to go up to Arlington. It's an easy ship. If he didn't run well, you know, on the poly, that's not a, you know, you just kind of don't go back to the poly. So, you know, there's no risk, no gain there. So, and, you know, he really showed up, and the rest is history.
Ben, we were together, you, myself, and Jude were together. We were down at Tony's of Lexington, which is, by the way, a tremendous steakhouse here in Lexington, Kentucky. We were there for a Grace and Jockey Club research benefit, and you were at the table in front of everybody talking about what it would mean to win your first grade one, to do it at Keeneland. You're a Kentucky guy. You grew up just minutes from Keeneland here in central Kentucky. Was it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, it was that and more. I think I was talking about it with another horse, though, with Into Trouble and the Alcibiades. So that's what I was kind of envisioning it. If it was going to happen, it was going to be her. But, you know, as horse racing goes, she didn't pick her feet up that day, and we still don't really know why. She's come out of the race really well. The only thing with her is her whole – so it rained really hard, and the barn area on Rice Road flooded the night before the Alcibiades. So, you know, she's a filly that when I come back and look at her at night, she's always laying down and sleeping. And I just think that might have kind of thrown her whole, because she just never seemed involved before the race in the race. You know, she just kind of, even the post parade, she just kind of looked like she was just kind of going through the motions. So I still think she's going to be a very good filly down the road. So we'll just regroup and find something else for her. But yeah, the thinking, dreaming, grade one dreaming was not probably going on with Nick's go. It was more her, because I thought she was undefeated at that point, had won both her starts, and I mean obviously I knew Kenny's filly was gonna take a world of beating, but you know, if maybe she stubbed her toes, I thought maybe we could be there, but didn't work out. So then the other horse surprised me.
Yeah, that's Ben Colebrook. Did surprise him. 70-1. I'm sure it was a surprise. Didn't expect that. But because of that victory and all the success that Ben has had lately, he is your industry star of the week. That's presented by Stuart Morris. Don't forget, when you're at any sale pretty much east of the Mississippi, stop by the Stuart Morris consignment. Thank him for his sponsorship of that segment, because it's really been great to be able to recognize so many of the top people that we have in the sport today. And our thanks to Stuart for all of his support of that segment. We're going to get to the second half of the show. It kicks off with trainer Rodney Jenkins right after this. We're back hour two after we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
From the rail to your radio, this is the Horse Racing Radio Network.
It is Justify in front. Good Magic on the outside tenfold. Bravazo, Justify, he's unstoppable. He won the Preakness.
It's Game Winner coming past the eighth pole, extending his advantage to more than a length over Rowayton. Gunmetal Grey is next. Game Winner. He's a habitual winner. He's the undefeated winner of the American Pharaoh.
From our Jimmy Johns of Lexington studios, welcome to the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
Catholic Boy is pulling away. He's so impressive today, the others didn't even have a prayer. Catholic Boy rolls in the run. Happy Travers. Justified from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner.
Now here's Mike Penna and Anthony Stabile.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Equine Forum, all presented by our friends at Woodbine Entertainment. Mike Pena, Barron in the backstretch. The Big A, Anthony Stabile, sitting in for the pontiff of the Pick Four, who is enjoying a little R&R this weekend before we dive headlong into all of our Breeders' Cup Week coverage, which begins a week from Tuesday. That's right, a week from Tuesday. We'll kick it off with our Breeders' Cup Countdown Show, presented nationally by Hillendale Farm and locally in the Lexington market by your Jimmy John's of Lexington stores. You can tune into those shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning of Breeders' Cup Week, live from the Red Brand Tent on the backside of Churchill Downs. And those come your way 8 to 10 Eastern. See a complete Breeders' Cup Week schedule on our site, horseracingradio.net. Anthony, we've been talking about it throughout the show. There are people who may be just joining us now, so we'll recap our venue for this morning. We are on the road. We are at Country Life Farm in Falston, Maryland, hosting this show before we head southward to Laurel Park for our coverage of Maryland Million Day, which comes up this afternoon, 4 to 6 Eastern Time on Sirius XM Channel 93 and streaming on our website, horseracingradio.net. That coverage presented by Country Life, but this setting and sitting here on the porch of the old house, which is now the office built in the 1880s, simply spectacular, and can't thank the folks here enough for having us out.
When Mike Pons mentioned Jim McKay, Red Smith, and Jack Whitaker, did the thought go through your head, what are we doing here?
That's exactly what went through my head. What part of this doesn't belong?
Right. Which of these things is not like the other?
Yeah, right, right.
The old Sesame Street song.
Yeah. Yeah. It's us.
It's us.
But what an honor it is. And I say that.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's an honor. It's a privilege. And we have that privilege at many, many places that we are fortunate enough to broadcast from.
No question about it.
What we do. And we don't take it for granted. And this is a very special venue, very special setting. It is home to Frisian Fire, who is the leading general sire in Maryland the past couple of years. He has a multitude of horses on today's Maryland Million program. He has horses that are competing not just here in Maryland but on a national level.
Right.
It is the place where Cigar was born, just a short stone's throw from where we are set up here this morning. It is the place where Malibu Moon started his stud career. They have done a great job in getting him off on the right foot and making him as a stallion. And now home to stallions like Divining Rod and Mosler, some of the young up-and-coming stars that we're going to see in the sport.
This is a little bit of a different broadcast location as well, because you look to the right and you see the pond, and we could very well be, well, I wouldn't want to be on a romantic getaway with you, no offense, but we could very well be on vacation somewhere. You know, I look to the right and I'm looking at the porch and I'm saying to myself, Jack Whitaker was probably sitting there with a cigar in one hand, a scotch in the other, just
unreal,
chewing the fat with the Ponzes and everything going on here, and it's just amazing. But yeah, they've done a fantastic job. Mike talked about how he's gotten 100 mares to Mosler, 100 mares to Divining Rod,
yep.
Divining Rod, you know, in their first years. I mean, it's tough to do that with an established stallion. You're doing it now in the heart of Maryland with two first quarters. Sensational.
Yeah, our thanks to Mike Pons, to his brother Josh, and to Sally Ellen Hurst, who has been just an all-star in setting us up and getting things organized. She baked a cinnamon crumb cake here for us, which homemade.
Scary.
It is so good. She brought us Dunkin' Donuts.
143 buyer. That cake's like a 143 buyer speed figure right now. It's crazy.
She
Go Zapper.
She even brought gloves for us in case it was cold out here on the porch. And these are they have the Country Life logo on them, but the gloves are the gloves that you can wear while you're using your phone. You can touch your phone and use your phone with these things. It's really neat. And, of course, the Country Life caps, which, by the way, I'm wearing.
Yes, you are. The orange and blue, which I have no problem wearing, you know that.
I removed the Steeler cap for the first time in decades, and first time that's ever happened. How about that? I'm into it, man. I'm on the Country Life team today. Let's do it.
We have our honorary pins, even though we're not partners. We have our Country Life pins for
Sporting
later on today.
For our coverage at Laurel.
Yes, sir. I hope you're wearing mine.
We are awaiting, or at least efforting, trainer Rodney Jenkins, who is set to join us in this segment here. Rodney going to send out Flash Phelps looking for a record third victory in today's Maryland Million Turf, which is one of the races we'll bring to you as part of our coverage. So stay tuned. If you missed any portion of the first half of the show or any of this show, all you have to do is head back to our website after we finish up at 10 o'clock Eastern. Our interviews with Mike Pons and with Cricket Goodall in the first half of the show, and those comments from Ben Colebrook, who was our industry star of the week. If Rodney is able to join us. We know it's a busy morning for him. We'll talk to him shortly. The Godfather, Tony Attiano from the Lexus store, is set to be with us at 9:20 Eastern. We'll talk about the Grade 2 Lexus Raven Run taking place today at Keeneland in Lexington. And Christy Holden, who is the general manager of Country Life, is going to be with us to wrap it up 9:40 Eastern time, and looking forward to that visit. While we have a second here, Big A, let's give another shout-out to our good friend Bill Reitler and his Bloodstock agency. They are a leading full-service thoroughbred sales agency, and they're based right here in the great state of Maryland. His recent success stories include Nixco, who we just heard from Ben Colebrook talking about that 70-1 upset in the Grade 1 Claiborne Breeders Futurity at Keeneland. Nixco was actually a planned mating by Bill Reitler and a sales graduate of his consignment for client Greenmount Farm. You can look for Bill's upcoming consignment at the Keeneland November sale, which includes a half-brother to Nixco, who is by Broken Vow, and it includes a broodmare prospect, Power of Snunner, who is a multiple stakes winner and twice graded stakes placed, an earner of over $600,000. That's all at the Keeneland November sale. And then in December here in Maryland at the Fasig Tipton Mid-Atlantic Mix Sale, Bill is going to be represented by 66 horses in his consignment, including outstanding weanlings from the first crop of Country Life stallion Mosler. If you want to learn more, just go to BillReitlerBloodstock.com.
Yeah, Mike was, you know, Mike, we had Mike Pons on earlier today. Mosler was a very, very imposing individual, if you will, who made his hay on the racetrack as a turf sprinter, but you never would have imagine that that's what he was.
All right, Rodney Jenkins is indeed with us now. Again, a very busy morning for him. We appreciate the time. Rodney, looking forward to seeing Flash Phelps strut his stuff again this afternoon.
Well, we're kind of looking forward to it ourselves. We missed it last year, and we hope we got him back as good as he was before he missed.
Yeah, he's been he's been very good to you, and you've done a beautiful job with this horse. He's won 7 of 20 starts, and of course those two wins in the Maryland Million Turf. You mentioned missing it last year because of that bruised cannon bone. That had to be a bit disappointing. But what has the thought process been and the planning process getting him back to the race this year?
Well, what we did is started him earlier in the year and kind of spaced all his races. And that way I figured I could get him fit. Last year when he got hurt was in the Mr. Diz, which is a sprint, 6 furlongs. And he ran really hard that day, and when he came out of there, he was sore. Well, we were so close to the Merrill Million. But that's the only race I could use thinking that he needed a race. It was a mistake on my part probably, but that's the way it went.
The weather has kind of dictated his schedule this year. I know you brought him back in April, and then we didn't see him again until August. Last two off the turf, we've gotten so much rain in the Mid-Atlantic and all the way up the coast, all the way up to Saratoga throughout the summer. He really seems, though, to have trained nicely. I mean, if you're just looking at those bullets on his work tab, those dirt races, maybe put a little more speed into him as well.
Exactly. And, you know, he's decent on the dirt. I mean, you don't have to scratch him when it comes off, but, you know, he's not the same horse as he is on the turf.
Ronnie, how about if it is a bit of a softer turf course today? Any concerns with that?
Of course. You know, I don't ever remember running him on a really soft course. You know, but that remains to be seen. You know, I hope he'll be afraid to run it.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of out of your hands at that point. You know,
exactly.
Once he gets out there,
you don't train for that. That's just the way it comes up, you know. I know he's fit enough and everything like that. Whether he can handle that kind of footing, I think he can. But who knows until they run.
Rodney, you've been fortunate enough to be around some pretty darn good horses in your career. You've won nearly 900 races, so it's not like this is the only good horse that you've ever had. But when you have a horse that's, a 7-year-old like this, like Flash Phelps, and he's so consistent and he shows up every time, what's that mean for a trainer?
Well, it's a very good feeling. You know, I have a great owner, this lady, Helen Charles. And actually, she never gets involved in the training part of her horses, and she gives you all the time in the world. And, you know, that's very, very important. You need an owner that's going to listen to you and trust you and put it in your hands. And she does that. It's sure good for this horse. He runs when he's ready. He doesn't run when he's not ready. So, I mean, I think that's very important, running the horses when they're ready. I think he's ready.
Rodney, A2 Fast to Catch won 3 Maryland Million Classics. Flash Phelps, yes, going for his 3rd turf. How special would that be?
That would be a great thing for the horse and Mrs. Charles, and of course for me, you know, as a trainer. And I'd really like it for the horse, to be honest. You know, when their career is over, you like to look back and say, hey, he was a pretty good horse. He won the Maryland Million 3 times. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it would sound pretty good. How about this, Rodney? How much different is this horse now coming into this race in 2018 than when he won that first Maryland Million Turf a few years ago? What's different about him?
You know, in all honesty, every time I've ever led him over there since he was a 4-year-old, as a 2- and 3-year-old, he was all, I didn't even like him, man, as a racehorse. I love the horse. He's beautiful. But he never tried that much. Then when his first race as a 4-year-old, he broke his maiden. And from there, it's been uphill all the way. He gives me everything he's got every time he runs.
Well, isn't that amazing? And hopefully he gives it one more time this afternoon in that Maryland Million Turf. Again, it's all part of our coverage. What's that, Rodney?
I said, that'd be pretty nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would. And we're going to be set up. Our broadcast position for this afternoon is right next to the winner's circle. So
right,
we're going to take a look to our right and hopefully see you standing there with Flash Phelps yet again after that race this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it, buddy. Good luck, and thanks for the visit here this morning. We'll see you over there.
Okay, have a good trip.
All right, Rodney Jenkins here on HRN. Like all of our guests who appear on the program, he is going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It's the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. You can wear what you love and embrace your passion at EmbraceTheRace.com. Look, I mean, you heard him say he didn't even really care for this horse as a racehorse when he first started his career with him, but then all of a sudden, about his 4-year-old season, the light kind of comes on, and he becomes a different horse, and now he gives you everything he has. Those kind of stories are really cool.
You know, that's the fun thing, Mike, with the old Yeldings, right? You look at his PPs, and there's races on his card back from 2015. He obviously has his issues and he has his problems. He's 7 years old, and he's only run 20 times. But, boy, he answers the bell almost every time Rodney's let him over there. 10 of 12 times in the money on the turf. Half of them wins. Half the time he runs on the dirt, he's hit the board as well with a win in a couple of seconds. You love horses like this.
Yep.
And, you know, it just goes to show, yeah, he wasn't much of 2 or 3, but there's plenty of horses that come into their own. You look at this year alone, right, as we're just 2 weeks from now, me and you'll be at Churchill Downs. Diversify, Mind Your Biscuits, Accelerate, arguably having the best years of their life, all as 5-year-olds.
Yep.
That's what happens when these horses get to run later on to their careers. And, you know, that's what days like Maryland Million Day, it's Empire Showcase Day for the 3rd time up in New York this year. You see these old guys, right? The Carafa's running in the turf up at Belmont today.
Yeah.
He's the last of the old guard. Lubash is gone. King Kreese is gone. You know, you love watching horses like Flash Phelps because they always answer the bell. And in his case, he's going for a little history today.
Yep. Well, we're going to see some good ones at Keeneland today, too. Not older horses. They're younger fillies, 3-year-old fillies in the Lexus Raven Run. We're going to visit with Tony Attiano, the godfather from the Lexus store, coming up in our next segment. But first, want to remind you that you won't want to miss any coverage of the fall racing, including the Breeders' Cup, like only Blood Horse can bring you. Follow the races and news throughout the day on the popular Blood Horse Daily app, or have an email sent to you once a day, or listen on your
Alexa device. All of those are free. All you have to do is go to bloodhorse.com/daily. And for weekly coverage, count on Blood Horse Magazine and Tablet. Right now, for a limited time, you can sign up for the Blood Horse Fall Special, which is 12 weekly issues for just $12. You can do that by going to bloodhorse.com/fall18. We're back with the Godfather next on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
The Pons Family's Country Life Farm is celebrating our 85th anniversary in 2018. Established in 1933, Country Life is nationally recognized for making such stallions as Malibu Moon and this year's Grade 1 sire, Frisian Fire. Our beautiful training center at Maryland Farm allows us to offer a full-service operation from the foaling barn to the racetrack. And our popular racing and breeding partnerships bring new faces to this exciting sport. Come join us. Get in the game with Country Life Farm. Visit us online at countrylifefarm.com.
Strategize, analyze, select. Join Keeneland Select to bet on racing from around the world on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, anytime, anywhere. Featuring the best rewards in racing, free pass performances, live video, race replays, and more. Plus, Keeneland Select invests a portion of its profits back into the sport. Join Keeneland Select today and earn a $150 sign-up bonus at KeenelandSelect.com. Dedicated to the sport and dedicated to the players.
When it's time to paint the fences and barns, think Farm Paint. At Farm Paint, you get the industry's best coatings and paints factory direct at low, low prices. Farm Paint is your source for quality paints, roof coatings, dustless arena footings, and more. You can purchase online or drop into a Farm Paint store near you with locations in Heart of Bluegrass Country at 700 Phillips Lane in Lexington, Kentucky, Columbus, Ohio, and Sandusky, Ohio. Buy factory direct and save at farmpaint.com. That's farmpaint.com.
I'm visiting with Joe Brown Nicholson of Nicholson Insurance Agency. Joe, how are things in the insurance world?
Things are just fine in the insurance business, Mike. I'm grateful for the people who place their trust in Nicholson Insurance Agency to protect their homes, autos, farms, and horses against financial loss. As you know, we represent many insurance companies, so we can choose just the right company for each client at the right price. We welcome each opportunity to provide quality service to our clients.
So having many companies seems important.
Absolutely. Just like in thoroughbred racing and breeding, competition also works for the betterment of the insurance industry. I am constantly impressed with the ways companies respond to consumer demands with new insurance products and services.
Thanks, Joe. For your equine and general insurance needs, call Nicholson Insurance Agency at 859-224-7080 or visit us on Facebook. You gotta know Joe.
The Maryland thoroughbred industry, for over 200 years, the innovative leader. Maryland was the first to have organized racing in North America and the first to establish a state breeders association. Maryland created the first thoroughbred yearling show, the first state magazine, the first state breeder incentive development program, the first international race to feature horses from four continents, and the first $1 million one-day stallion stakes event. The Maryland thoroughbred industry is the innovative leader.
In Kentucky, our biggest celebrities have four legs, and thanks to Kentucky Proud Horse Country, you can now have unprecedented access to these equine stars. From foaling barn to finish line and beyond, you can see it all. Log on to visithorsecountry.com to book your one-of-a-kind experience. With more than 30 horse country locations throughout the Bluegrass, you'll get access to multi-million dollar farms and facilities featuring Kentucky Derby and Triple Crown winners, famous broodmares, and champion sires. Space is limited, so book now at visithorsecountry.com.
Hi, I'm Kieran McLaughlin. I'm so hot at this meet because I listen to Horse Racing Radio Network.
You're listening to the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
Moonshine Memories, Alluring Star, Stride for Stride past the quarter pole in the Chandelier Stakes. Two lengths in front of Piedi Bianchi. Six more lengths to Dancing Bell, one of the maidens in fourth. Less than 3/16 from home, and Moonshine Memories shakes clear of Alluring Star. Piedi Bianchi is next. A long way clear of Dancing Bell. Moonshine Memories clear with a 16th left to go. Moonshine Memories too strong in the run home. She'll win it by three lengths. Alluring Star tries to hold second from Piedi Bianchi. Did so by a half length, well clear that of Dancing Bell in fourth.
Welcome back to the Equine Forum here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. That was Michael Rona with the call of the 2017 Chandelier Stakes for Moonshine Memories, who began her career a perfect 3-for-3 before going to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies at Del Mar last year. She didn't do so well there. She was 7th, but she seems to be back in form for trainer Simon Callahan, and she is the 3-to-1 morning line favorite in this afternoon's Grade 2 Lexus Raven run at Keeneland. And, of course, our good friend, the godfather, Tony Attiano at the Lexus store of Lexington, has been with us on this program on this morning for several years to talk about that relationship between Lexus and Keeneland. And as we always do, we will welcome the godfather with a little godfather music.
Mikey and Anthony.
How do you like that music, Godfather? Is it right?
I love it. I love it. It's beautiful.
He is the Godfather from the Lexus store of Lexington. And how many people, Tony, have come into the Lexus store over the past 15 years or so since we've been doing this together on radio and asked to meet the Godfather?
Oh, it's been a bunch of them. And you know what's amazing is that when they first come in and they go up to the receptionist, and it's usually, you know, a nice gal, and they'll ask for the Godfather. She has no idea in the beginning when we first started. What the hell is that? So I had to explain to them, they ask for the Godfather, that's me. If you have a vowel at the end of your name, and you have gray hair, and you're from New York, and your name is Anthony, you're the Godfather.
I want to know how Tony Attiano wound up in Lexington, of all places. How did that happen? How did we lose you to Lexington?
Andy, I started walking huts when I was 17 years old at Belmont Racetrack. Me and my mother, we lived in Elmont. My dad had passed away. And I worked for Walter Kelly, walking huts. And I'll tell you, I met some of the weirdest, the greatest, the richest, and the poorest people that you'd ever want to meet. And I fell in love with the horse. And I will tell you, it is a disease. So all my life, I said, I'm going to make money. I'm going to do good. I did. I started buying some horses. We lived in Garden City, and then I was hooked. And I had my own farm down in Ocala.
It's an amazing game, isn't it? I tell people all the time, I've literally eaten dinner because of horse racing.
Oh, yeah.
From drug dealers to Donald Trump because of horse racing. I have eaten dinner. That's the truth.
It's with amazing. Donald?
I've eaten dinner with everyone from drug dealers to Donald Trump.
You had dinner with Donald Trump?
When I was a bunch of times. When I was 12, 13, 11, 12, 13 years old. Yeah.
Okay.
The biggest roller, his second biggest roller at the casinos was Edie Labuti's dad, the Lioncrest, Devil Is Due.
Yeah, right.
And when they had the WrestleManias down there, you couldn't get a room. He had two floors comped. WrestleMania 5, I was between Jake the Snake Roberts and Rick Martel.
See, it's a small world. Now, you know, I was born in Jamaica, Queens, and so was Donald, and we're pretty close to the same age. So I've had a lot of fun during this, the election time, and now that he's president, because I have to interpret his terminology to people, especially women. They had all, you know, I said, listen, if you're from Brooklyn, Queens, and somebody does something to you, you get them back.
Tenfold.
Am I right, Andy?
Tenfold. I've been, Tony, in the same house in Howard Beach my whole life.
Oh, well, you know who comes from Howard Beach.
Well, I sure do. The Big A.
He was my man. I mean, he was a good customer of mine. So, legitimately, he was a good customer of mine. But he was terrific. I can't say anything bad about the man. He was good.
Me either.
He was good to me.
Godfather. Tony Attiano from the Lexus store with us here on the Equine Forum. Tony, we'll talk about that relationship between Lexus and Keeneland and the Lexus Raven Run. It's been a great relationship. I know you're very proud of that. But before we do, what's up with your Dodgers?
My Dodgers are going to be all right. We'll win this. We got this kid pitching tonight who is from Kentucky here. This kid's good. He's 24 years old. He's a rookie. He's got great stuff. He's got to come up big. I'm rooting for I still call him the Brooks, you know, what can I say? But I wore that uniform, and I'm very, very proud of it. So
I know you did.
Hoping that they get in and they can play Boston. That's all. That's all. It's going to be great. It's going to be great, and yeah. I've had a great run. Going to love people. But I'll tell you what, Mike, going to the Raven Run, I'm so proud of this race because it was my idea, and thank God I had a guy by the name of Rick Avar and the MAP group backed me on this. I mean, I came up with this kooky idea. I didn't put the money up, but they did, and we've done it. We've done it with Nick Nicholson. That's who I set everything up with, and you just ran a spot with Joe Brown Nicholson, who's a customer of ours also. But it's been great. I can't say enough, but this is special this year, and let me tell you just quickly. There's a horse in this race called Everybody Loves Jimmy, okay?
Yep.
That was owned. It's owned by Sierra Farms. That's Ed and Sharon Hundit. And they're good customers. Ed became not only a customer, he's a friend. Well, he passed away about three and a half weeks ago from cancer. And this has ripped me apart. So I'm rooting for them. I make no bones about it. We're a long shot. We're a long shot in the race. Ian Wilson got the horse. And I just feel like maybe the good Lord will smile down and everybody loves Jimmy. He'll hit the board. That's what I'm hoping for. They got a beautiful farm, and they're the nicest people. They're really, really are the nicest people. See, and that's what I'm saying about this industry. It's unbelievable. You meet the nicest people, then you meet the worst gamblers. You meet everybody who's a sharpshooter. You can't beat it. You just can't beat it. There's action every day. Am I right, Andy?
You'd love this place where we're at today, Tony. I got to tell you, it is. I haven't been to a farm in a while. I'm glad this is the place I came off the layoff to come to, because this place is absolutely brilliant. Just looking out and such a
Maryland's morning. Great. Yeah,
yeah.
I ran a lot of horses up there. My kid was training, and we lost the stakes race to a horse called a filly, a Classy Briefcase. There's races named after her now.
Sure.
And we should have won it. And I got so PO'd, and I never went back to Maryland anymore.
Fast turf sprinter. She was a turf sprinter.
There you go. See, but that's what I mean. Mikey, you see, he right away, he knew exactly what the hell this horse was. That was, 25, 30 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, we're all degenerates.
But he knows that. He knows that. These guys are unbelievable. The tracksters, they love the GGs, and it's a great game. So I'm going to have a blast today. Win, lose, draw. Now, it's a different crowd that you have in Lexington, Kentucky, Anthony. I know you know that. New York is a little bit rougher, and you got to, whether if it's a ticket seller or if it's a guy who's just taking something up to your room or whatever the hell, to the dining room. Everybody's got a smart-ass answer, everybody. And here in Lexington, everybody's so nice. They wear the green jackets. They open the door for you. Can't beat it. Can't beat it. It's like being in heaven.
It's going to be a great day out there today. Tony, a few minutes left here before I have to let you go. I want to give you an opportunity, though, to let people know what's happening at the Lexus store of Lexington. We tell people, and I've been telling them for more than 10 years, you want a new vehicle, pre-owned vehicle, go see the Godfather.
You know, I will tell you, I'm with them for 20 years now selling Lexus. It's the best car. To me, it's the best car on the road. J.D. Powers rates it as one of the finest cars on the road. They stand behind the guarantee. Every Lexus engine is built to go in excess of 300,000 miles. I mean, there's no other car that's giving you that. If there's a problem with the car, we take care of it. That's my job there. And thank God, I'm like if you remember the old commercial, the Maytag repairman, remember he had nothing to do? Well, that's my job, really. We don't have, thank God, any problems with the cars. And if there's a problem, we take care of it. And everybody at the store, that's what they do. Customers come first. So
yeah,
I love it.
Like
we've got specials coming on for the end of the month. We'll beat anybody's price. That's all I can tell you. And we stand behind the car.
Yeah, he's the greatest. You go see him.
If you have a question, just come and see the Godfather. I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. There he is, the Godfather, Tony Ottiano, Lexus store of Lexington. Tony, I have about 2 minutes left here. I want to just do this little thing while you're on the line. We are making this formal announcement right now, and I want to keep you here for it, because we are going to do an event that is going to benefit
charities, both PDJF and Old Friends, during the Breeders' Cup. It's a handicapping contest that we're doing. This is the way we're going to introduce it. We have a little tape piece that we're going to play here to introduce it, then I'll explain it. But it's called Dude versus Jude.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the battle at the Breeders' Cup. In this corner, weighing 12 pounds, 4 ounces, hailing from parts unknown, the cat with one name, the kitty with no pity, the feline who will make you resign, Dude.
I don't care how big you are. Come out fighting.
And his opponent from Southern California, weighing none of your damn business, the dapper handicapper, the better, the pontiff of the pick four, Jude.
Bring it on, you little varmint. I'll geld you like Sunnyside.
It's a battle for Breeders' Cup supremacy. It's Dude versus Jude. Let's get ready to handicap.
That's great. I love it. That is great. Great stuff.
So here's what this is. People are going, what the hell is Dude versus Jude? So our good friend Eric Zimney, who is the director of racing at Charlestown, he has a cat by the name of Dude, who we have talked about on the show many, many times.
Yeah.
And we came up with the idea that we're going to have the cat handicap against Jude for all of the Breeders' Cup races, and they'll each make a pick in each race, and whoever has the largest bankroll at the end will end up getting that money donated to a charity. And Jude will be playing for PDJF. Dude, because he's named for Game On Dude, who is at Old Friends, is going to be playing for Old Friends. So that's the way that's all going to work. People are going to hear a lot more about this. You're betting on the cat.
My money's on the cat. There's no question about it.
Mine too.
I got to stick up for my co-host. I got to stick up for the pontiff here. I got Jude.
What we're going to do, we're going to have a button on our website, a donate button. Sometime next week, we'll get that launched. We'll let people know on our shows and on social media. But they'll be able to donate to Dude versus Jude. And then again, whoever wins, that money will go to that charity. And it should be a lot of fun. We're hoping to raise some good money for PDJF and for Old Friends through this particular fun little contest. So Dude versus Jude, you're going to hear a lot more about it over the next couple of weeks.
Get me a button and I'll wear it all over the place.
All right. We'll get buttons
that's
made up.
Idea.
I like that, Godfather. I didn't even think about that. We'll get a button made up.
Yeah, get me a button. I'll put it on. I'll be hyping everybody. Don't worry about it.
All right.
The Godfather will be the referee in the ring with the cat.
Beautiful. All right. By the way, I just got a text from my mother listening in Tampa. She said, I love the Godfather. So there you go. You got another fan.
Well, I hope she loves Tampa. They ran enough horses. Unbelievable. No, Florida was good. People are great in the business. It's not for everybody. It really isn't. But if you really want to meet the most interesting people that you're ever going to meet, I mean, if you like excitement, there's nothing like the game. There really isn't. And Mikey,
Godfather,
we've been together a long time. You and your old partner, the race caller, the best. You guys were the best, and you've done one hell of a job. And I got to tell you something else now. I'm really spinning the wheel. You got a great partner in that young lady that you married. So
thank God
for that. She lets you get up on that tree and with your shotgun, so leave her alone.
Godfather, we got to roll. I'll talk to you soon, my friend. Enjoy Lexus Raven Run Day.
Love you. Anthony, be careful. Watch out for him.
I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I'll stop in the store when I'm in Lexington.
Please. All right, baby.
All right. Ciao. He's the Godfather, Tony Attiano, Lexus Store of Lexington, the Lexus Raven Run today at Keeneland. As part of our coverage of Maryland Million Day, we'll bring you bonus coverage of that Raven Run so you don't miss it. 4 to 6 Eastern, presented by Country Life Farm. And you can tune in on Sirius XM 93 and stream us worldwide, horseracingradio.net. We'll get through another break. We'll come back and visit with Christy Holden. She's the general manager here at Country Life. That's next on the Equine Forum on HRRN, your home for the Breeders' Cup World Championships.
Lexus. Once driven, there's no going back.
Through inspired design, relentless innovation, and uninhibited performance, Lexus continues their pursuit to perfection. With not only precisely engineered automobiles, but powerful, profound, and passionate experiences that move you like never before. Hey everyone, Mike Pena here, and extremely proud to say that I am a Lexus owner, or better yet, a member of the Lexus family at the Lexus store of Lexington. I've told you for more than a decade that the people make the difference at the Lexus store, and that is why I am so proud to be their customer and a member of their family. If you're in the horse business, there's no reason to look anywhere else. As the sponsor of the Grade 2 Lexus Raven Run at Keeneland every fall, the team at the Lexus store of Lexington is committed to supporting the horse industry and to being the dealership of the equine industry here in Central Kentucky. See for yourself. Stop in and talk horse racing with the godfather, Tony Attiano, and all the great folks at the Lexus store of Lexington. And I promise you will love your Lexus experience.
Eclipse champion Blade is having a breakout year in 2018. Among the nation's leading sires of stakes horses, his recent top runners include Fault, Maraud, Marley's Freedom, Beyond Blame, and Miss Kentucky. He's also making a name for himself internationally with French Classic winner Sengler. And with yearlings bringing up to $350,000, this three-time Grade 1 winner offers outstanding value. Blame, standing at Claiborne Farm.
Stuart Morris offers a boutique, full-service bloodstock operation and would like to thank their owners, clients, and team. Their success is because of you.
Henley's Joy gets up just in time.
And our Brain Trust gets up on the rail to win.
Malagasy to win the Rebel.
With 10 two-year-old winners already in 2018 and multiple stakes place horses over the past 3 years, Stuart Morris is your source for success at the highest levels. Be sure to visit the Stuart Morris consignment in Barn 35 at the Keeneland September Yearling Sale.
Welcome to Jimmy John's.
Hi, your new 9-grain wheat sub is so good. How do you make it?
With the highest quality ingredients and love. I mean, we definitely don't sing at lullabies when it's baking. Lullabies are what parents sing to babies.
Right.
And we don't use a baby carrier to carry the warm, fresh 9-grain wheat subs to the cooling racks. I mean, they're not babies. They're for making delicious sandwiches.
Okay, I'll take a turkey tom.
Oh, don't name them. It makes it harder.
Try our new 9-grain wheat sub, Jimmy John's. Wheat, yeah, freak, yeah.
It's time now to shine the spotlight on the Darley Taking the Reins Performer of the Week.
Curate with the advantage of the 16th pole, a length and a half. Share the upside, then Bobby's Wicked One. Curate in front for Calvin Borrell. Curate to win the feature.
Curate, the son of Darley stallion Bernardini, remained undefeated in two starts to begin what certainly looks to be a promising career as he scored in an allowance race at Keeneland this past Sunday. His back-to-back 90-plus buyer speed figures make Curate your Darley Taking the Reins Performer of the Week. Darley Stallion Bernardini is the sire of 19 graded stakes winners and 13 grade one horses on dirt since 2015. Only Tappet can top those lofty numbers. Learn more about Bernardini and all the Darley Stallions by visiting DarleyAmerica.com.
This is Wesley Ward. I'm the conqueror of Royal Ascot. I listen to HRN.
You're listening to the Equine Forum, presented by Woodbine Entertainment. This freaky fast performance is brought to you by your Lexington, Kentucky area Jimmy John's.
Frisian Fire has taken the lead. Frisian Fire in front for Gabriel Saez down to this final fairgrounds furlong. And Frisian Fire pulling away with a plum from Papa Clem. Between horses, Terrain runs on, Soul Warrior and Giant Oak on the outside. Frisian Fire sweeps the three-year-old series at the fairgrounds. Frisian Fire in 143-2. Frisian Fire won by 7. Second was a nose between Papa Clem and Terrain. Giant Oak finished fourth.
John Dooley with the call of the 2009 Louisiana Derby. Frisian Fire, a big win that day. He now stands and has had an awful lot of success as a stallion at Country Life Farm in Falston, Maryland. That is where we are this morning here on the Equine Forum. Welcome back, Mike Pena and the Big A, Anthony Stabile. We are on the front porch of the office, the beautiful house here at Country Life. And, Anthony, it's been a very special show. Christy Holden is going to join us here for about 10 minutes or so. But before we get to her, real quick shout-out for our friends at Woodbine.
Yeah, north of the border, going to Lowell for the first time today. Hope to get to Woodbine next year. The Grays coming up. They got a Stakes for All Grays in honor of Halloween coming up as well. Racing all the way through December 17th. Latest the Thoroughbred meets went in a while since all the harnesses consolidated over at Mohawk. Head on over to Woodbine.com to learn more about the great Thoroughbred racing north of the border.
I'm very jealous of Christy Holden, the general manager of Country Life. She gets to come work here every day. I told Anthony during a commercial break, that's it. He can have the network. I'm coming to work here.
Well, I know. I say to myself every day, I pinch myself. I say, can you believe they pay me to come here and
Unreal.
Play with horses all day? It's great.
When did you start?
I was 15 when I started. I was in high school and looking for a summer job and weekends. And came and was a barn grunt for a few years.
So you've been here, what, 10 years?
you're so nice.
Good job, man.
A little bit longer than that.
I can't believe I'm being nice to her because you told me earlier, born and raised in Baltimore, diehard Raven fan. We're sitting side by side on the same bench.
Without your Steelers hat on.
I'm powerless. The Steeler hat is sitting over here on the table looking back at me.
I'm having a little trouble looking at that on this table.
I'm not turning it around. And I'm not taking it off the table either. Just live with it, Christy.
Wow.
No, it's good. It's all good.
So tell me about working out here and being part of this. This is a very special place. We touched on that with Mike Pons in the first half of the program, the history, the tradition. This is a special place.
It is. It is. Everything about the Pons brothers, just they make you feel like family. And it shows because the employees here, I mean, we're all 15, 20-year tenures on this farm. I started when I was 15. I went to college. I got a job in the real world and hated every minute of it. And I came back. I have two boys. They're both in college now. But when they started school, I came back here and started back in the office and then the rest is history. But, we have the Mexicans that we get every year on a visa program. They've been here for 20 years, coming back every year for 20 years. And there's 7 or 8 of them that have done that. Our stallion manager, Jerry Zavala, he's been here 15, 20 years. It's just that says a lot about, the integrity of the Ponses and the way they treat their employees. So that makes a big difference.
Those real world jobs are terrible.
Cubicles? No, not for me.
8 months. No, not for me. I don't know how you get anything done around here, though. I'd be out here. The only thing missing this morning is a cigar or two.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
It's just spectacular. How important is that family atmosphere and that consistency with the people that work here? How important is that to the success of Country Life?
Well, I think it shows in our horsemanship. I think our horsemanship is above everyone else. I mean, the guys, they really care because they're here year after year, and they know these mares, and they know the stallions, and everybody really takes a lot of pride in their job here. So I think, our brood mares, when they go home to their owners, they look better than when they came. And I think, the care of the foals that we give shows because they all handle like pros when they leave here, and owners tell us that all the time. They get their foals back and they can just lead them anywhere and they can pick their feet up. And so I think the fact that everybody really loves their job transfers over into the horsemanship.
What do you remember, Christy, about the first day you walked out here when you were 15 years old to ask for that first job?
Well, the funny thing is Josh interviewed me and he asked me if I had any horse experience, and I had grown up in Pony Club and 4-H, so I knew horses. And he said, oh, great, because, their summer help usually was pretty sketchy back in the day. So he said, I've been looking for somebody that knows something about horses. Here's a piece of paper. He gave me a pad of paper and a pencil and a thermometer. And he said, go take temperatures on all the babies, because it was summertime and we do temps every day on babies. And he said, go take the temperatures. I said, by myself? He said, well, yeah, just see what you can do. And looking back now, I know doing it as a joke. He didn't think I'd ever go out there and get the temperatures on, 50 foals out in the field all by myself. But I was out there a couple hours, and I came back, and I had every temperature, and you're hired. So it was a test, but it was a good one. I passed.
You guys not only here, but we have set over close to 100 acres here, but you got Maryland as well under the umbrella, so a lot of responsibility here.
Exactly, yes. A lot of it's two beautiful farms, and with all the great employees we have, the staff, it's easy.
We haven't talked much about Maryland yet. Tell us a little bit about that.
Maryland's equally beautiful. You'll have to get there. It's laid out down in the valley, the Long Green Valley. It's got a 5/8-mile racetrack with a starting gate. And so we keep a lot of the mares and foals over there and shuttle back and forth during breeding season. And then the young horses get broken and trained there on the track. And it's 150, 180 acres over there.
Oh, wow.
So just, you know, it's hard to pick between the two what's more beautiful, but it's laid out really well with lots of paddocks, individual paddocks, so training horses can have paddocks to be turned out in, round pens. We have a Eurosizer over there, so really everything you need to either train a horse or lay a horse up, we can do over there at Maryland.
As the general manager, what is your role, your day-to-day responsibility? What things are you trying to do when you come to work here at Country Life?
Basically, it's kind of an umbrella job. I mean, I make sure that everybody knows the plan for the day as far as the vets list. And when we're breeding, I have the breeds all lined up. And I supervise every breeding up in the shed and document them all. But a lot of communications with partners and with clients. I'm not as hands-on as I was, and that's been really hard for me to break away from and be more managerial, I guess. But I just, you know, I love the horses, so it's hard for me to get out of the barn sometimes, but I do. But there's a lot of communications. I think we communicate with our clients and our partners a lot, more than some farms do. And Ellen, Josh's wife, takes pictures every month, so we send pictures out to everybody of their horses with their bills. And just little touches like that, I think, make a big difference. And we do a lot of functions for our partners in our racing and breeding partnerships and parties and things, like we're having one tomorrow at Maryland. And so it's everything. I couldn't even begin to list line item them out, but foaling is my favorite.
I know you love all of the horses that have come through here, and that's an easy answer. But I'm going to ask you, are there a couple, maybe two or three, that just for whatever reason just stand out to you when you think back about your time here and some of the horses that you've been around?
There are, yeah. They're all, I'm a mother, so they're all kind of like my kids, especially when I'm involved with foaling them. But there's a few broodmares that are my favorites because I've been with them since they were born. And there's one or two in particular that their foals, Sagamoon, I'll point her out. Her foals just have her character, and they're always loves and just easy to do anything to. So there's been one or two of those along the way that I've really become attached to. But when you do so many, it's hard to single out one or two for different reasons, whether it's athletic ability or just their character, their personality. There's one this year that's going to be endeared to me forever, and that's a filly that was born a month premature, and I didn't expect her to come out alive. And normally they won't. She was born at, I think, 310 days.
And oh, wow.
That's really, really early. And when she came out breathing and fighting and wanting to live, she's actually, she's become an internet sensation. She's got a big fan club. And so her name is Super G. I've already named her. She's by Super 99 out of a mare named Gigi Stolly,
who
has Hall Pass in one of the stakes today, the 2-year-old colt race. So she's just been a fan favorite. She has a will to live that is unmatched, and she's doing great. She's never had a setback. She's done everything she needed to do. And so, yeah, I'll point her out as being my favorite to date.
Super G.
Super G.
We'll look for her on the racetrack.
They're the best. We had Finch running around here before. Just all four-legged creatures around here today. That's my kind of morning.
Finch the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, Finch the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been fun. It's been an unbelievable morning. You also have, it looks like we got about a minute or two left before we have to get to the final commercial break. But, is that a picture of Super G?
That's Super G.
Oh, that's Super G. Who's the little girl in the picture with her? Is
visitors,
that your daughter?
Nope. It was visitors that came to the farm that day. And
look at that picture.
She was a good snuggler.
What a beautiful picture that
is.
Can we tweet that out?
You can, absolutely.
Would you mind?
No.
Would you send that to me, Sally Ellen? That'd be great, yeah. Just tremendous. We do have less than a minute, I guess, now, but really appreciate it. Thank you so much for stopping by for a little bit. Thanks for
great
story, too.
No, no problem.
Those are the stories that make this sport what it is.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All right. Christy Holden, like all of our guests who appear on the program, will indeed receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. Wear what you love at EmbraceTheRace.com. Back with one final segment right after this on the Equine Forum on HRN, presented by Woodbine Entertainment.
Power.
Royal Delta, my Miss Aurelia, here is a champion again. Royal Delta has won the Breeders' Cup Ladies Classic.
Passion.
Pioneer of the Nile, fully stretched and keeping Chocolate Canyon Bay. And Pioneer of the Nile and Garrett Dones have won the Santa Anita Derby.
Performance. She wins it. Amaliat for Mike Smith with a huge run in this grade one.
Empire Maker is back in the USA with his first crop of Gainsway sired yearlings selling up to $1.35 million and a Keeneland September book one average of $498,000. A champion on the racetrack, Empire Maker won both the Florida Derby and Belmont Stakes on his way to earning nearly $2 million. Now a highly influential sire with 11 Grade 1 winners, including Pioneer of the Nile and Bodemeister, along with four-time Grade 1 winner Amaliant and three-time Eclipse champion Royal Delta.
Power, passion, performance. You know I'm talking about Gainsway Farm.
Hello, I'm Michael Blowen, founder of Old Friends Thoroughbred Retirement Farm. One of our highest priorities for these living legends is safety. That's why the fence we trust most at Old Friends is the V-Mesh Keepsake from Red Brand. Keepsake features a V-Mesh weave to prevent hooves from getting caught, and the mesh design flexes on impact. Learn more about the quality, safety, and long-lasting value of Keepsake V-Mesh Horse Fence by visiting redbrand.com.
Castleton Lions is home to blue blood sprinter Justin Philip and multiple Eclipse champion Gio Ponti. Justin Philip is among North America's leading second crop sires, represented by the exciting graded stakes place filly Safe to Say and stakes place runners Justaholic, Blushing Justine, and Upset Brewing in 2018. Justin Philip is also the sire of What a Catch, winner of last year's Rockville Center Stakes at 2. Seven-time grade one winner Gio Ponti continues to prove his offspring can run on any surface at any distance. The sire of Eclipse champion and Breeders' Cup sprint winner, Dre Fong.
Dre Fong pulls clear of Masochistic Mind Your Biscuits, finishing with a flourish, but Dre Fong's the leader. Dre Fong has won.
Canadian classic hero, Sir Dudley Diggs.
Sir Dudley Diggs has won the Queen's Plate.
And marathon specialist, Runtime.
But Runtime, motors on the outside.
Justin Philip and Gio Ponti, standing at Castleton Lions. Visit CastletonLions.com.
Racing fans, come to Santa Anita this weekend for great racing and good times. Our main event on Saturday is the $100,000 California flag for cowbreds at 5 furlongs on turf. Join us on Fridays for the $1 Stronic 5 featuring a record low 12% takeout, and be sure to play the 20-cent Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot every day with consistently big payoffs and the chance to hit for a life-changing jackpot score. First post time on Saturday and Sunday is at 12:30. Admission gates open at 10:30. Santa Anita. Great racing and great value in a world-class setting.
For all your land and farm real estate needs, consider the services of the Tri-State area's leading land and farm real estate company, Patterson Price Real Estate. John Price has sold over 25,000 acres of land, including the homes of Northern Dancer, Smarty Jones, and numerous others. He is also heavily involved in the sale of waterfront farms, country estates, and land throughout Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Please call John at Patterson Price Real Estate, 888-909-FARM, or view current listings at PattersonPrice.com.
I'm three-time Derby winning jockey Gary Stevens.
This is Rosie Napravnik.
Hi, my name is Sean Bridgman.
Hi, my name is Alan Garcia, and I listen to Horse Racing Radio.
Reitler Bloodstock is a leading full-service thoroughbred sales agency right here in Maryland. Recent success stories include Nick's Go, winner of the Grade 1 Claiborne Breeders Futurity at Keeneland a couple of weeks ago. He was a planned mating and sales graduate for client Greenmount Farm. Look for Bill Reitler's upcoming consignments at the Keeneland November sale, including a half-brother to Nick's Go by Broken Vow and Power of Snunner, who is a broodmare prospect, a multiple stakes winner, and twice graded stakes placed, an earner of over $600,000. Those both at the Keeneland November sale. And in December, at the Fasig Tipton Mid-Atlantic sale, Bill will be represented by 66 horses, including outstanding weanlings from the first crop of Country Life stallion Mosler. You can learn more at BillReitlerBloodstock.com. What a fun show, huh?
Yeah.
Amazing. And we're not done yet. We're back this afternoon, 4 to 6 Eastern. If you're just tuning in, SiriusXM 93 is your home for our coverage of the Maryland Million live from Laurel, 4 to 6, all presented by Country Life Farm. And you can also listen to us at horseracingradio.net.
As always.
Yeah. So, yeah, very busy show, and our thanks to everybody here. you know, of course, Mike and Josh Pons and Sally Ellen Hurst, who was, just as I said before, an all-star, beautiful breakfast for us, and couldn't have treated us any better. Nice coffee and everything. It was just great.
Yeah,
so,
fantastic.
And Christy
fantastic
for
morning.
Being here, too.
Fantastic morning. It was a great time. And, you know, you can keep it rolling. We got an hour, more than an hour, 4 hours, 5 hours, till we got to go to Laurel. So you head over to horseracingradio.net. We get you set for the three races we're going to cover. Jude and I handicap them on the weekend stakes preview.
We're off to check out the stallions now. We're going to see Frisian Fire and Mosler and Divining Rod. We'll go take a look at them. Head down to Laurel for that coverage again, kicking off 4 o'clock Eastern. Our thanks to our producer back in our studio, our Jimmy Johnson Lexington studio. That is Lee Delapina, Chauncey, handling all of our social media. For all of our guests, Mike Pons, Cricket Goodall, Rodney Jenkins, the Godfather, Tony Attiano, and Christy Holden. For the Big A, Anthony Stabile, I'm Mike Penna. We'll talk to you later this afternoon, 4 Eastern on the network. And as always, especially here in Baltimore, go Steelers.